And Rashi and Dalam Beis, the top line, Shemati. So, the more points out right away, the Kaman Pura, the Hainal Tanakama. He says the exact same thing. The Tanakama Nami Hachik Omar, the Mishum, the Ein Bo Echem Kol Eilu, he Ido Leo Lahakshir. If you don't have any of these other issues of Nasinas, Mamzeris, and Avodim, the only issue is Cholol, it's Kosher. And that's what they said. So where's the Machlokes? Then we have two versions of Rameir. We have Rishim ben Elazar says, Makirin Yisrael, Mzer Mishar ben Eim, Masavak Mamzer Yeshachol Lahakshir. Therefore, any case of Masavak Mamzer, you can be Makshir. The Mamzer Hava made the Hava Yodibay. If we had a bit of Mamzer, it would have been a known thing. But Ben Makir Rechol Mishar ben Eim, Masavak Hola Yeshachol Liv, so therefore, Masavak Hola is possible. The Kamei Pura, but the more he asks, they start off with call that the Monasisa sub is called has Sufakol on it. And we said before we're Megid, Marta Resha is a Monasisa Koshit Sufakol. And that's a weird Megid that Isa is kosher. Alma Sufakol is kosher. Okay. So the Mor starts off with that we're medakim the Tanakama, that these other problems are not removed. The only question is hakol or kosher. Mishum safachol like possibly, but safachol we're not going to answer it. And then Rameir said the same thing. I'm sorry. No, the first question was Maishtar Hanach the possibleis safach did who? Why by Mamzeris, Nisinus, and Avodim is a safach possible because it's the Raisa. Mishum the Badon, Poisim in the Torah, Babia, these would definitely make the woman possible with their Bia, the Nafkal Mayor Bamas, and Chisiya the Ishazor, Kimish Nibla the Possible, it's possible. Again, the Talmud Possible by Truma, a woman who is with a man who's Zor to her, she's possible to her, becomes possible from Truma and from marrying a Kohen. So Cholnami Vade Possible Mid Araisa. Vari Khala will make a woman Pesula the Raisa. Divinam Hosam Ibalohi Khalal Zaroi Makish Zaroi Loi Mahu Pursal will be Yosoi Avzar Pursal. Just like the man has been this woman who is a Grusha or a Chalutza, will make the woman, will put a Pesula on the woman. So his children, which are born from that, will make a woman Pursal. So he passes, and now the child which is born also passes. So if he's a chol, he's going to pass. Shimon Lazar, so he determined from the Reisha to the Sefer. Sefer the Mil say a Reisha the Mil say Porach. They don't know who the cholim are. Why is he saying that? Mashma Efshe Shoyu Cholu. It's possible that it's not known, so therefore what? But his point is Alma Isle the apostle. The point is therefore we have to be Mashmer. Reisha, you said Ema Omer Ezel Monasisa. So we have three problems. What's the story of the Tanakhama to differentiate? How the Tanakhama and Rameir are different, and Shimon Elazar in Rameir. The stira from the Reisha to the Sefer. Rabbi Yochanan Mamzer Tzaveach b'chol shasig yikmanel. Alam shekesh akarinus a Mamzer hud Tzaveach. He responds when being accused of being a Mamzer. He responds and yells and denies it. Akarinus a cholol is shasig. When they call him a cholol, he stops. So ika ben Rameir l'tanakam. That's what they're arguing. And Ubin Tanakama, the Bryce, I'll leave with their mayor, Rishim and Elazar, I'll leave with their mayor. That's where the argument is discussed. Okay? So Tanakama, Sabr. Call Postle the Karle, but Shosik is Postle. If he's accused of having this psul and he's quiet, he becomes Postle. Tehidahi, because we look at that, that's an act of admission on his part. And therefore, if a person comes and says that he's a Cholol, we admit that he's a cholol, so we have to be known with him all the isurim of cholol. that he's never admitted to Mamzeris, to Avodim, to Nesinus. He's never admitted to that. When will we allow to be machshir a person where there's some question about their status? Okay. So the issue over here is the fact that he's quiet. Any time he's accused of any psul and he's quiet, it's an admission. Chutzuk Limit says kulam doesn't have to make a list of all the different psulim that there are. Amoni, Moyavi, Mitzri, Adoimi. It's the same thing. But what we did allow, Be'eshes Sabacholo, is a woman who's the wife of someone who's Sabacholo. Shana Makirim Esmeka, we know what it is. So then it's not a question of Hishtika, because we know what the story is. Sheniskar She'imai Safik. We have a situation of a Safik Erish. Amishayin of Makirin by. But anybody which we hear there's a concern, and we approach him with his concern, and he's quiet, so that's he's possible. That's a Tanakhama. The Kamer Mayor, Dav Kahani, those I agree with you, but the person's quiet when being accused of being a Cholol, that doesn't pass. Why? Because he says, it's not because he's admitting. It doesn't bother him so much. It's not something which is removing him from being part of Klal Yisrael. He can marry into Klal Yisrael. Where does it bother him? It's something which would remove him from being able to marry into Klal Yisrael. That concerns him. And he would respond. But this, he has no need to respond. Yes, you're right. Any of those other concerns, had he been quiet about them, then Messiah would have same lakuna. But I feel yesh b'shtei cholol. Even though he was quiet when being called a cholol, we're not mukhiv to be. It's not a hudah. And then we say, well, we have no hudah. We have no edus. So he's still kosher. He said to the Tanakhama, that's the words of the Gemara. Rashi points out that there's two Tanakhamas over there. There's the Tanakhama of the Braisa, and then there's the Tanakhama of Remeir's opinion, which is the second opinion in the Braisa. We have two versions of what Remeir said. The Tanakhama, the first Tana who explains Remeir's position, Tanakhama, and then Rav Shimon Lozer, understanding of Remeir. So that's the Tanakhama he's talking to. Not Tanakhama the Braisa, the Tanakhama the Braisa, Kamar Tahu Rabbanani. It's a Rabbanan. The Tana, Shoshana de Remeir, the Mesa Medrash. The Tana presented Remeir's opinion of Mesa Medrash. Remeir, Shemati Kol Shein Bo. So to that, Shimon ben Elazar responded, Ishmi Elecha, Kamar. If you did hear that he's differentiating, he's differentiating the other way around. Because if he calls him a cholol b'shoysik, that is a hoidah. When does he say shtika is insignificant? When they call him a mamzer. Well, Gomers, let's put it back. Plug this back into the Amonas Issa. It's only Amonas Issa. Call shenitbu a sub a cholol. There's a question of cholol. So over here, Shana Makirim has psula. We know what it is. So that's when it's as one as he said, which is kosher. Which means we're not aware of what the psul is, and then he is he's accused of having this psul, and he's shoysik pasuk katanakama. That's that there. Shimon Elazar says that Remeir says the Tanakhama of the Brice is right. Where's Rameir arguing with Tanakama? The Tanakama said, call psul the shosik bay psul. Any type of psul which people say to him that he has and he's quiet is considered an admission and he's psul. Rameir cholol shosik who's the psul. If the claim is chololus and he shows it, that's psul. Why is he quiet? The sovereign mistayadol mafkele mikol. You know, they're not chattering with me. Let's keep my mouth shut. The less said, the better. I'm afraid if I respond, they'll look into the situation. And they'll clarify it. But people don't know. So if I leave it alone, people walk away from it and forget about it. Mamzer is kosher. If they call him a mamzer and he's quiet, he's still kosher. To hide the shosik, Sabra, the reason why he's quiet is because he thinks, call you other than any mamzer. Any mamzer. Everybody knows I'm not a mamzer. The makirin yisom, mamzer mishabeneya. Klaiser those who are mamzer mar. So I don't have to be worried that people are going to actually think it's true. The guy just stop calling me a name. You know what? Calling me a name, I better things with my life. I'm not going to answer. Okay. The Zogt, the Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yossi. Ma'isa b'tinoikos sh'yardu l'malus mayim min ha'ayin. Ayin is another name for a mayin. So she went down to draw water from the spring. And a person took advantage of her and had beer with her. We don't know who the man is. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Imroiv anshe ho'ir mesiyan l'kohuna. If the majority of the men in the city are allowed to marry to kahuna, which means here.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rosenblum. Thank you, Hassel. Thank you.
So we assume the person over here is from the Rive. And therefore, a person who is Mesil could mean to marry off his daughter's tikkuna means his bia would not passel her. And she's mutal tikkuna. So she's not claiming anything over this Mishnah. The previous Mishnah is she's a bori. She's presenting her. She's over here saying, I don't know who he is. Right? But we're going to use Rife. And the Mora is going to point it out. Tzak Rashi, mina ayin, mina mayin. From the spring. In Reva Ha'ir, Sherem l'hasi b'naseim v'amaneseim l'kuna. They have a locha that they can marry off their daughters or the woman that they had bia with, their amana, can marry kuhuna. The majority of the people in the city are not from those who passel and isha to kahuna. So therefore, absolutely not to the kahuna. This girl can marry kahuna because we assume that the man was from the roiv, and he doesn't passel a woman the kahuna.
I think we talked about this in another context. We don't do any type of profiling to say, well, it's most likely, you know, coming from, you know, likelihood the population is from, you know, the 18 to, you know, 40-year-olds or something like that. And
try to narrow it down.
Yeah.
Well, the profiling starts at the city level.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you had different populations within that city, you know, each bracket.
Kramer asked a fascinating question over here. So Roiv over here sounds like, you know, any majority is sufficient. So that's, you know, that's halacha. Even though that it's Roiv is not, you know, it's not some element of it being illogical. It's just, you know, 51 to 49 or 51 to 50. There's a lot of people in the city. It's 51 to 50. That's good enough to matter her. Okay? So the person who's coming to marry her is a kayan. He lives in the city. So there's 51 men in the city, 51 kosher and 50 apostles. The 51 kosher, one of them is the kayan. He's coming to Mary. He knows he didn't do it. So now it's 50-50. What's the halacha? The Mishnah says, destroy Vanshe here, Basil the Kuhuna. She's mutter. She says, why? Why would that case be mutter? He knows he didn't do it. So really, it's only 50-50, but the Mishnah says, as long as there's Roy, she's kosher. That's Kreger's kosher. So Rishah says, you see that Roy is Xeris Akosu. Okay. So that's this is what the Rishah says, the case of the triangles and the circles. I told you this? Okay. Okay. The Rishash over here says on the Shkreger's Kashrus, he says once you're saying that it's Xeris HaKosev, which means I don't really have a full compelling swore to it, but that's what the Lacha says. So he brings on the Mishnah, he brings Shkreger's Kashrus. Because the Tosfos is Shkreger, that's Shkreger's Sefer that he wrote on Mishnah. Yisim Hoyu Derech Moshel Nun Aleph Ksherim Nun Psulim. There's 51 Ksherim and 50 Psulim, and in the 51 was the Kohen. So he should be also he takes himself out of the suffix. So he says, so Kreger says he should be also in that case. I'm sorry, Rishas says no in regards to the din of called the person of a porish mahani I feel like shenim b'chala suffix. He brings a ride from a Gemara and Bava Basra. If he brings a Gemara and Bava Basra, okay. If there was two stores in the city selling meat, beef, same type of meat, one store selling the Vela, one store selling Shchuta. Okay, in the first store, the kosher store, there were 40 pieces of meat, which were square, and 10 triangles. So 50 pieces of meat in the kosher store, 40 squares, and 10 triangles. In the treifa store, there was only 20 pieces of meat, but they're all triangles. Mm-hmm. And you find a triangle. Mm-hmm. Because there's 50 pieces of meat in the kosher store, and there's only 20 pieces of meat in the treifa store. In the kosher store, there's only 10 pieces of meat which are triangles. And the treifa store has 20 pieces of meat which are triangles, and you found a triangle. Mm-hmm. They're called the parsha river portion, means it came from the place where there was more of a rive. And the said there was more meat there. He says, but sarchi in the dinner. He's not going to say halacha l'maisa.
Would eat that piece.
But I mentioned it before that rive is exeris akosta. I mean, the Rishash is clearly buying into that thought process that it's exeris akosta. Right? Because it's going probabilities, it's hard to argue in probabilities that's going to be mutter. Okay.
But even if you say it's exeris akosev, I mean...
You're right. You could argue that's not part of the suffix. I understand. Okay. But he's clearly taking it...
I mean, that case is... I mean, here we have a cautious, right?
That's right. But we see from this, everything which we saw before, that the more before Man Aleph, that just the cheses kashas alone wasn't mat to her. The right. Case of stuff of halalus, etc.
Yeah, but it's not a factor. In other words, when you compare this to the meat case.
Well, I mean, you have to have a halachic rove, you know. So his point is that this is a halachic rove, even though you know that it's not really a rove. But the kol parsha reports means that you have to start with the unit and there's a halachic kol parsha reports. That's he's going to get taken out of the Mishnah. It's a bona fide rove.
But if you have mechsa. I mean,
to start with, you know,
rove. Yeah, what? But so you don't have a rove of kosher people.
Right, so she'd be also.
She'd be also, but why can't we still hold by her as kosher?
Because my loss of b'yuchsin. Everybody agrees at some level of my loss of b'yuchsin. Myla also b'yuchsin. We said before that when it comes to marrying into kahuna, we want to keep it as pure as possible, so they wouldn't rely just on a chazak.
Right, that's the rabbanon.
The rabbanon, yeah. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Lur Nachman. So Zotimora. So Rabbi asked Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri, Damar Kaman, he says, I don't understand Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri's opinion. We have Rabbi Gamliel, we have Rabbi Yeshua. Where does Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri fit into the picture? Why? Ikram Gamliel. We came up before that Rabbi Gamliel was Machshir, even in the case of Rabbi Sulim. And here we're saying the Rabbi Sulim, it's possible. Ikram Yeshua, Philip Rabbi Cherim Nami possible. So I don't get it. Now, Tosis says, I don't get the question. Because Rumliel was only Machshir when she's saying a Bori and she has a Migu. Or if you hold the sword, Badekas a Mazana. Well, there's no Badekas a Mazana over here. The man attacked her. So she didn't choose anything. And she's not saying a Bori because she doesn't know. So so there's no Migu over here. There's no migo over here. There's no dekos over here. There's no bori over here. So Tosis said, maybe you'll tell me the case over here was that the woman, the information that she was Nensa was presented to us by her. So then she has a migo. But even if you have a migo, migo only makes sense if a person makes migo. The person said, "Listen, I know the man was kosher, and I could have said something else." But she says she herself was not saying anything, so it's not going to help you. So Tosis says the Morris question was, "We're trying to maybe Rebecca Manur Begolik Magamil means we'd have to present the case. It was a case where the woman says, I know who it was.'" And she has a migu, but then you don't need rabbi sulim. You don't need rabbi ksheir. But on the other hand, we know that there was some interaction with her with the man, because otherwise, why would Yeshua say she's possible? Yeshua says she's possible. Okay, some of the bearers. We know something, right? So that's what the Morris contemplating. The Morris says, no. This is a totally new case. That's the Morris Teretz. It's interesting, Rashi does not seem to bother. Rashi seems uncomfortable with the Morris question. Remember, Rav was the one who came out and says that the issue is Bori versus Shem in Rabbi Gamliel. So Rav is talking over here. I mean, the Rav should be very sensitive to the lack of being a Bori. So Tosis' question, a strong question. Rashi does not seem bothered by it. Say, so Rav Nachman said back to Rav that Rav Yechman already holds like Rav Yeshua. And normally she would not be kosher. Even with the Bori, she would not be kosher. We said before, Rav Yeshua is willing to be ma'akshar by Hashem as long as there's Trey Sveiki. So when you don't have Trey Sveiki, but what you do have is you have two roibs. Amalei Hachem Merav, Hachem Rebuta Merav. Bikroinos Shal Tzipori Ha'yam Maisa. This Maisa took place during the Yom Hashuk, in the city of Tzipori. So besides the people of the city, there also were people flowing into the city from outside to sell their wares and buy things during the Yom Hashuk. Okay, and Ukin Rabami, the Rabami, who shall you see? Shall be Adam Ksherin by various the Shom. But we know that the people which were coming in and to buy and to sell, the majority of them was kosher. So we have a certain sense that we have two. We have the rabbi of the city being kosher, and the rabbi of the influx being kosher. So then, we sort of like, there's two arguments why she should be kosher. That parallels the idea we had before of a sveika type of idea, which Rishu was machshir. And the Mor says, and we find this type of a conversation like this. Is ksher lekuna. So if she had bia by the wagons, she's ksher lekuna. The Mor says, like, who cares where the bia is? Rekernas achotaita. Why? Having it on the wagon is mutter. Like, what's that to do with anything? Ella, Nivelas b'shas kronos k'sher l'kuni. He means this din of that if there is a time when the wagons are coming in, the people are coming in into the city, and the majority of those people are kosher people coming in, so we have like a double roiv in a certain sense. So that's when Rabbi Chaimanuri would be machshir. So it's almost like, well, let's say maybe it's from the city. Well, right, the city is kosher. Maybe it's from outside of the city. The right of the people outside of the city, which we would put into the question, are kosher. So we're good. Aval pirsh echad mitzipari. If a situation was that it wasn't from the people coming from the outside, we just have the issue. It was one of the members of the city. Uboal, and he had bia. Even though Roiv of the people from the city are ksherim, so Rabbi Chaimanuri was not matur based on one Roiv alone. So in that situation, the child's status is going to be questionable. And that's the din of shtuki, that we don't know who the father is, that we have to machmer misafik on the child.
So that case is only one of the two Roivs.
Only one of the two Roivs working for you. The Morris is a similar case. Kiha tchiasa Rav Dimi Amar Ziri Amar Rav Chanina Amar Lo Amar Ziri Amar Rav Chanina, without Rav Dimi introducing it. Ochan Achar Rav Vayir Ben Ochan Achar Rav Siya. We follow Rav Vayir and not Rav the Siya. Siya is the name for the caravans. Morris is Klapi Lai. That's backwards. Where are you going with this? That's what the word Klapi Lai means. Where are you going with this? Which means it's you're going the wrong direction. Because Hani Naidi, Hani Kvi Bekaimi. So in the city we have, you could argue sometimes you have a problem called Kavuka Mechsa Mesadami, but people which are traveling are always Parish. So that the rule is you follow the Roy when it's Parish, not when it's Kavua. So the city is worse than the sea, not better. So why would you go bust a Roy of the city, but you wouldn't rely on Roy of the sea? So what did he mean? Ella, he meant, like we were saying before, Holchanach Roiv Ha'ir, Vudika Roiv Siya Bato, Ben Holchanach Roiv Ha'ir, Greitsa, Vulach Roiv Siya Greitsa. So we would not rely on either one of those alone, but we rely on only when you have the two together. Okay, now, my time, so where does this all come from? Gzeira Roiv Siya Otto Roiv Ha'ir. The Gzeira is that Roiv Siya, which really the halacha is you should follow Roiv. We don't rely on that because we're afraid you might rely on in the case of just the Roiv of the ear. Or it's just, so why is that so bad? Roiv Ir Nami Ida Ka'ozlo Inu Ligabo called the Parish Minuba Parish. If the case is the man went to the woman, which is the case of the Mishnah, so you have a Roiv, you have a rule called the Parish, Miruba Parish. If we have a group of people and we see one of them leave the group and go do something, the assumption is that the person who left was from the majority of the group. So we're saying that there is. The problem is all the way around, but if the woman would go to the man, and the man is stationary, now Rashi has the Girsa, and you probably have the side of your Gemara somewhere. It brings Rashi's Girsa. So the Gemara presents it that the language is that we're talking about a case in which we know this is what happened. No, what's the case? The cause, we know. In other words, we're talking about these specific cases. We're saying this is what happened. She went to him. So there's in the Gzeres Akasav of Roiv, the Gzeres Akasav says it only applies when there's an act of Prisha. When the situation of doubt is in its kvius, it's in its established proper place. That lends an element of significance to the Isser, you cannot use Roiv.
What do you mean that she went?
So the problem is, but Rashi says, the case of the Mishnah wasn't that she went to him, he came to her. We're trying to explain the Mishnah. So if you tell me we leave the Mishnah alone, we're discussing these Amoroyim statements, you say, you know, they're discussing a scenario where we know the woman, the man was sitting in his house, and the woman went to the man. We don't know what man did she go to. Did she go to the postal guy in the city or the kosher guy in the city? So you say you have to call Kul Kamatsa Maksadami, you can't use Rav.
Because she came to him.
Because she came to him. But that doesn't explain our Mishnah. So Rashi says they changed the Girsa. We're talking about the Gzeret Rabbanan. Since there are scenarios when the woman goes to the man and then you cannot use Rav, therefore we do not use Rav even in the case of Parish. And even in therefore we do not use Rav in the case of Parish in the city. We do not use Rav even in the case of by the Kronos, which by definition is a Parish. And really over there, there's no reason not to use the Rav. We don't use Rav of the city because the Rav of the city. We don't use Rav of the city because we might come to use it in a case where the woman goes to the man. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara.
If you talk about the woman going to the man, can't we narrow things down a little bit? Like, you know, she went to the house, okay, so it's a certain section of the city, you know.
Was she taken advantage of when she went to him? She just was no knowledge.
Doesn't make a difference.
Well, I'm thinking, does she know him? Does she? Can we
identify? Doesn't make a difference. It's the point of the issue here is if the man is in a state of kvius, so you don't use Roy. Whether it was Arnis or whether it was Rotson, wouldn't make a difference.
It's his house. She came to him.
She came to where he's stationed. Where he's stationed. Yeah. He's stationary. Now. So that's shot in the Mishnah. The Mor is going to challenge it, that you're making this a halacha that you need two rives. And the Mor is going to say that, the Mor is going to clarify that this halacha that you need two rives is only true in the case of a yuchsin, of malos of a yuchsin. But otherwise, in other elements of Isser, one rive is enough. Okay. So the Mor is me being in Shrei Rubi. So more challenges. You need two rives. More is assuming right now that this is a locha. You always need two rives. But Batanya, the classic case of rive versus kavua, teisha chiluyos. You have 10 stores in the city. 9 kula merchas basar shkuta. There's 9 stores that sell kosher meat. Barachas mecheres basar nebeila. There's 1 store that sells meat which is not shochut, not shchuta. So the Brisa says, the person remembers he went into a store and bought the meat. He doesn't remember which store he went into. He now is concerned he might have, but not without thinking, realizing, walked into the non-kosher store and taken the meat from there. So there's 10 stores, 9 are selling kosher, 1 selling treif. So there's 9 stores which he could have went into, which would have been okay. 1 which is Osir. So he's not sure what store he went into. The Lach is Sveika Osir. You don't use Rav because he's the question is in the state of Kavius. It's in a store, sitting on the shelf. It's stationary in its muck where it belongs. And he went to the Kavius and took it. So Kalkua, the Torah says, of course we'll bring the Psukim for that later on. How do we know this din? But the halacha says you don't apply the din of roiv in that situation, and so you don't apply roiv. Subject derives the chumra. Ubanimsa, however, if you found meat in the city, in the streets, so halacha roiv, you rely on the roiv telling me that it came from the kosher store because I found meat. So, probability is saying that it came from the kosher store. So that's a din of roif, called the parsha ruba parsh. I said the word probability, but it's a horrible word. Okay. Because, like Russell said, probabilities require factoring.
Or what?
Discussing all the factors. If I would tell you like this, let's say I would make up a something which is obviously absurd, right? That meat in the meat in the stores, one piece of meat had a mikra that it left and went out into the streets, right? So the meat, all the city all get together having a discussion and saying, would you like to go for a walk? Well, the meat says, we're in the stores, there are a lot of us like, let's go for a walk. And the store says, there's only one of me, I like staying put. So then that would be, then there's a probability, right? Which says that there's a compelling logic behind to say that the meat came from the kosher store. And mikra happened. We have no idea what the mikra is, which happens. Something happened where that. So there's no logic to say that there was anything compelling to say that it came from the kosher store. Right, it's exeris akosif. There's no logic behind it. It's exeris akosif. In other words, you can't argue this being that you saw from the example from the Rishash. Rishash says, forget about nine stores versus one store. It's two stores, but one store sells more meat. It's also mutter, because rive meat in the city is kosher. But again, there's nothing compelling to say more. So what happened? Probability is that how it happened is somebody went into the store, bought a piece of meat, walked out and dropped it by mistake. It didn't walk out by itself. Right? So there's only two stores in the city. So we have to know the main issue is how many people are walking into the stores, not how many pieces of meat are in the stores. But we don't do that. We said rive meat is kosher, it's mutter. So that's what you say. We're not using.
Why is the people important? It's the amount of meat.
But how to get out of the store?
How many pieces did each person buy?
Right.
So the number of people does not relate strongly to the number of pieces.
Correct. One person could buy all of it, drop a piece.
Exactly. But that's how we don't do that. We just say that 50 pieces of meat kosher in this store, and there's 20 pieces of kosher meat.
Which is why the people don't matter.
That's what I thought.
But the meat doesn't matter either.
Well,
one person walked into one store, took out one piece of meat. Yes. So if I would say the logic like this, let's say I have a man standing over here. We'll make him a goy. So, he says, which store should I go to? Well, since the store has more meat, I like going to stores with more meat. If that would be the logical statement, then we'd have a logic to this din. But that's not true. So why do I believe that the one person who went to Mikra, the one store, took out one piece of meat and dropped it by mistake, probably went into the store with more meat? That's what you're trying to tell me. That's not true.
I'm not sure it's trying to tell you that. I'm maybe trying to tell you that there's a whole bunch of things you don't know.
I'm just saying the point is if you start going to the world of statistics, this case would not necessarily be mutter. But that's not true. This case is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because Reuven is exeris akosif. And what would be there's so many other factors you would have to start considering if you would start trying to figure out what's the compelling logic. Why should I believe this is mutter? The answer is Reuven is exeris akosif. It's not a logic. So I don't have to factor those in. I have a right to say what I have. My question is, what does this meat? That's my only question, right? Halacha says I have one question: what does it meat? And there's roi meat, which is kosher. End the conversation. I don't have to do any profiling, statistics, probabilities. It's irrelevant. That's the point that I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. That's the authority. That's the source.
Right. But people say, well, right, it's logic, because it's probably kosher. That's an incorrect way to say the din of roi.
Yes.
But there's one factor here, right? It's the stores. I don't understand why don't we say, okay, sure, pick one factor, but that factor is the meat. The amount of meat. Where do we get the source that the one factor you should look at is the stores?
No, the stores, the quantity of meat.
Well, so that's the question which the place can grapple with. Let's add the scenario. Okay, we have a nice modern city. Right? There's walls around the city. The more is going to say a second. Nobody else is coming from the outside. It's not such a modern city, right? So there's 10 stores. There's the giant supermarket. And there's 9 mom-and-pop kosher stores.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's 10 stores in the city selling meat, 9 kosher, and 1 truck. Right? Giant is selling hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces of meat. And all of the 9 kosher stores together are selling
less than half
of that. So what do you look at the situation? Do you look at Rav Chanuyus or Rav, right? So that's an argument in the poskim. The Maisa, the assumption, the partial assumption is that that's still mutter. So I, the question is meets, because the rule is called the Porish Mirubah Porish. So we're defining the meat, saying there's an act of Prisha. And the Prisha has to come from the Roiv. So there's nine places where it could be Porish from, versus one place it was Porish from. Right? That's why we look at it like that. Again, this is how the Torah set up the din. I wouldn't necessarily tell you that's the logical one, you know.
Yeah, but is that purely Kabbalah?
We have Pesukim for it. But
well, Pesukim for the, you look at the swords rather than the quantity of meat.
Well, when Chazal put down that the rule is kokum mesemetzel, we call the parish meruba parish. Means that's how they're understanding the din of roiv. I don't think it's just a Kabbalah. That's how they're understanding the drushes of the Pesukim. Okay. So Morris says, but you see over here, you don't need two rives. You just have one rive and it's mutter. I just want to finish off the piece.
Yes.
The Morris says, maybe you'll tell me the scenario that we're talking about over here is that the gates to the city, Medina over here being referring to the area which is in doubt, the city, are not closed. The Kaosile Ruba Me'alma, there's also meat coming in from outside of the city, and the Roiv right now which is coming in is kosher meat. Reb Zeira clarified that this halacha is true even though the gates are shut, there's no other question, nothing, there are other Roivs helping you. This is the only issue, and you go with one Roiv. Someone says, you're right, my loss of Yuchsin. That which we require over here, two roives is did Rabbanan. The Chazal wanted to be more macro when it comes to the issues of keeping the purity of kahuna, but otherwise, one roive is sufficient. Okay.